Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 70th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Samira Al-Baldawi. Samira was a bank manager for the Rashid Bank in Baghdad, Iraq, before moving to Atlanta, then to Maine, in 2008. Samira has been a citizen for 3 years now, and after some unfortunate and unusual health problems, she requested an opportunity to come on the air today to express her gratitude for the help she has received in Maine. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Samira.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you.
So nice to have you here.
Hi.
So, Samira, you are one of the very few guests who has ever contacted me and asked to come on the show. And this effort on your part to reach out and connect with me really impresses me. And I know you have something you're very interested in sharing today. So I thought I would give you an opportunity right at the top of this interview to show us what you brought here today, and then we can get some background information on your life toward the second half of the program.
Okay. Thank you. I speak for Dr. Harris, Matthew Harris, to told him thank you very much. I would like to thank you very much for your great efforts in saving my life. Actually, it was not just an exception of a time where in complex intramural region neck, but it was a new life for me. I was really depressed in the last month before surgery. You have excised the tumor without any complication and in the same time cured my depression. I wish you good luck and successful career. Best regards. Samira Al-Baldawi.
Thank you. Samira prepared this document, and she feels so grateful for this neck tumor that was excised by this Dr. Matthew Hurst here in Portland, that she wanted to express that. She prepared that and read it for you here today in English. Nice job. So this past spring, April 2015, you had a complicated neck surgery to remove a tumor that was dramatically affecting your life, both causing you to have a droopy face and to feel very depressed. And I wonder if you can tell us the story of how you found your way to the doctor who ended up helping you so much, Dr. Matthew Hurst.
Yes. I go to the main medical center to see Dr. Fredo. And Dr. Fredo examined me. After that, when tumor is
non-operable?
Yes. He told me I not see this surgery because very dangerous for me, and told me I help you to go to the Boston, because in Boston very clever doctors, and when you go two times to the Boston, and the doctor told me is this surgery is very, very, very dangerous. Leave it, the tumor.
Leave the tumor in place on your neck?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. But no, I told him, if you grow, what happened for me? Told me, leave it now, but take it two times. I go from Portland to Boston to take it me only
Oh, yes.
Only MRI, take it MRI, and to see how much grow. But told me and give me another appointment to take me MRI again. When I feel this doctor for Boston Emmerich, no, give me 1 point for surgery. To successful for surgery.
He said 1% success rate?
Yes.
Oh.
No, give me one. One person, no, give me. But told me, leave it.
Oh, yes, just leave it.
But I thinking to find another doctor, and my friend and many religion told me, go to the Mercy Hospital in TMNT. You have many doctors in Mercy Hospital. It's very good and very successful. And give me the Dr. Matthew Hertz, and go to my doctor, primary doctor, and told her I need to see Dr. Harris to take me appointment. I want to see him. And my doctor give me appointment and go to see Dr. Harris. When I see him, I comfortable for him.
You felt comfortable around him?
Yes.
At first meeting?
Because explained me where is the timer, and give me 19% to successful the surgery, and told me why what Dr. Emmerich in Boston told you, told him told me leave it, told him how to leave it.
So Dr. Hurst didn't agree with the Boston surgeon.
Yes,
he said let's excise that tumor.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, leave it. You make it surgery quickly, because this tumor is grow in inside, not outside.
And that's why it made your face droop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And told me I make it this surgery by myself. And quickly to make it surgery. And give me to thinking about the surgery, because I afraid from this surgery, because many problem of my face.
Yes, it's near all the nerves that control your face.
Yes.
Yeah. And so were you worried about the surgery?
Yes, I told him I leave it the surgery for God and for you, because you are clever, very clever, and very intelligent doctor.
You had trust in him.
Yes.
Right from the start, it sounds like. And then you went to the surgery in April, and what were your first thoughts?
24 April.
The 24th of April.
Yes.
Had the surgery, and what were your first thoughts? When did you first know that the surgery had been successful with no complications?
When the surgery have 5 hours, when I see him before surgery and come to see me and told me, you are afraid now? I told him, no afraid now, because I leave it for God and for you, because you are successful doctor. And go to the make it surgery, and when return after 5 hours, I return back to the room, and when I open my eyes, I see my eyes. I see in my eyes, and talk with everybody in room. I told him where I see my My tongue is talk. I in my tongue. My tongue is good. My eyes is good. And
your cheek.
Yeah, and I take it my hand on my cheek is good. I thought, thank you for God. I thank you, your doctor.
That must have been so exciting to wake up and feel healed.
Yes.
Right away.
Yes. I'm very happy and told thank you, doctor, because your doctor is very intelligent and very clever. I love you.
You expressed that love, too, with a very unusual act. You wrote a letter to Dr. Matthew Hirst, MD, and had it published in the Portland Press Herald not too long ago. You wrote a public thank you note, and you also gave him a special gift. I wonder if you could tell us about the gift that you had painted.
Yes.
Could you tell us about the painting that you had painted for him?
Yes. I take a picture with him because, like my son.
You love him like a son?
Yes.
Yes.
Like I'm my son. I'm very happy with Dr. Harris.
And then what did you do with the picture? You sent it to someone?
No, I keep it for me.
I see. But you had someone paint a picture of him.
Yes, my son-in-law in Turkish, I sent him because he painted. I sent him the picture of Dr. Matthew Harris and told him, painting him when I complete this picture, send me from, he is live in Turkish.
In Turkey, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when complete this painting picture of Dr. Matthew Harris, send me an mail and give him a present. Is very happy when we when he see this picture.
The picture is fabulous.
Yes.
And you have a picture with you standing with the doctor, and the picture of the doctor, it looks like you and two doctors. What a lovely thing to do. How did he respond to having his portrait painted? How did he respond to that gift, Dr. Hirst?
It's very happy. It's very happy, Dr. Harris, when you say, so the picture is painting and told me how to do with that. I told him I sent this picture to my son-in-law in Turkish and painted and sent me to Portland.
That has to be a very special gift.
Yes.
A treasure for him. Yes.
It's very.
You are listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. Today, my guest is Samira Albaldawi, a former bank manager from Iraq, who underwent some complicated surgery and is here in the studio to express her gratitude for the support that she has been given here in Maine. So your gratitude itself is quite beautiful, Samira.
Thank you.
You were taught gratitude by someone. You learned this somewhere. Who were the people in your life or in your family who taught you how to be thankful? Who did you learn from? Where did this kind gratitude that you have for other people, where did you get that? Is that a gift from your mother or your father? Or your church?
No.
Or your religion?
In my family.
Your family?
Yes.
How did they show this kind of love for others?
From my mother. Is very loving. My mother is very great, loving everybody.
And so you watched her as a girl?
Yes.
And it just... Did it just happen, or do you actually work at being this grateful? What are some common ways in Iraq that people show gratitude to others. What kinds of things do people do there to show their thankfulness when they're thankful for something like a surgery?
Yeah, every people when see this surgery is successful, very happy. When see, and told me which doctor in Boston told them no in Boston. Boston told me leave it. This here in Mercy Hospital, Dr. Matthew Harris make me this surgery. I want to everybody in Payne, Portland, you know that Dr. Harris is very clever and very intelligent doctor and very happy. His face is very, very, very happy.
Isn't that interesting?
I liked this doctor.
You liked him because you felt comfortable with him.
Yes.
And you were able to trust him with a very scary surgery.
Yes.
I'm really impressed that he did such a good job for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think that your religious practices, being Islam, being a Muslim, do you think Islam teaches people how to be thankful? Did you learn how to be thankful through your religion?
Yes, yes.
How does that look in Islam? How do you practice gratitude?
Pray. I pray for before surgery. I pray and speak with God to the light the mind of Dr. Harris and make her hand
his hands
and to help every patient you need help. I pray every day, pray for Dr. Harris to help many patients.
I love that. Your future was in his hands, and you pray for his hands to help your future and other people's futures.
Yes.
That's really kind and connected. Are there other people in Maine who you feel this kind of connection to, such as Dr. Hurst?
Yes, I every people when you told me who make it the surgery, I told him prof of Dr. Harris is very, very successful to make it my surgery and proved by for Dr. Harris. And I told them, every people, is Dr. Harris is very clever and very intelligent doctor and make it surgery successful.
Yes, all those people, the surgical technicians, the nurses, the janitors, everybody in the hospital works together to make successful surgeries. And Dr. Hurst is the kind of the kingpin there in your surgery.
Yeah, and make it for him advertisement in the newspaper.
Yes,
Portland newspaper because it's very, very, very clever.
I saw this advertisement you put in the newspaper, and it was a great thank you note. Have you heard from anyone who read it? Did anyone in his office read it, or has he commented on seeing it?
Yeah, I give it to everybody in newspaper to read it for Dr. Harris to make it, and thank you for Dr. Harris. Everybody, when I told them, told me that's a sick well, Samira, to make it for Dr. Harris like that.
So people really responded well to that.
Yes.
That's great. Are there other things about your life here in Maine that cause you to feel happy, to be glad
yes.
you're here?
Yes.
What else is it that you like about Maine?
Yeah, I very, 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 very happy when successful my surgery. And I told him I need to make it advertisement in the newspaper. Told me, what?
That's uncommon here, isn't it?
Because this surgery for him is very easy.
It was easy for him.
Yes.
I bet he was paying very close attention, doing the very best job he could.
Yes, because he is very clever, intelligent, doctor.
You told me that when you first came to Maine that you were a gardener in the community garden.
Yes.
And that you gardened like 6 hours a day.
Yes.
But eventually you couldn't keep up that pace, but that you loved gardening.
Yeah, but I stopped it to work in garden because I hit by the car and broken 3 bones in my legs and 2 bones in my hip. And the another hip is a problem of this. But now I stand in my apartment, no go outside because my health is no good.
So just for clarity, you were hit by a car. What a tragic accident. You were just crossing the street?
Yes.
And you were hit by a car and had so many broken bones and a long recovery that ended your time volunteering at the shelter.
Yes.
It ended your time as a gardener. And you had a couple long years of recovery.
Yeah, and go to school. I like to go to school, but no, because my health, no.
Yes, you've had major health problems. So what do you hope for your future, Samira? What would you like to do now that you are not depressed because of your illness, now that your body is working better? What do you hope for as a citizen?
Yeah, I want to go to the school again to learn math or science or speak English well.
I hope you do get back to your classes.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah,
you've spent a long time in recovery from your illness and your accident.
Yes. Thank you.
I love how you go out of your way to give thanks to people who make a difference in your life. And that takes a special awareness and courage both to express the love you feel. And I thank you so much for seeking me out and coming on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest Samira Albaldawi. We will close today's program with a song she has chosen for us. It is Rahim El Haj, and the name of the album is When the Soul is Settled, Music of Iraq.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. When you hear this music, Samira, what does it make you think of? When you listen to the oud and hear the Iraqi music,
yes.
What kinds of things does that make you think of?
Rahim.
On the oud.
Oh.
We'll listen to Rahim on the oud. Thank you.
Thank you.